In the early 1900s, Milwaukee County was largely rural, so it made a lot of sense to open a school of agriculture and domestic economy here in 1912. The complex, designed by noted architect Alexander C. Eschweiler, had dormitory, dairy, and engineering classroom buildings.
Most of the structures still stand today, although in various stages of disrepair, at Highway 45 and Watertown Plank Road on county grounds. And although they have been vacant off and on since they were built, the buildings earned a spot both on the National Register of Historic Places and in hearts of people who love the old.
Other people care more deeply about the surrounding habitat the buildings stand on. Among other things, it's a stopover for monarch butterflies as they migrate each year to Mexico. So when the UWM Real Estate Foundation sold 8.5 acres to the Mandel Group in 2014, acres which included the Eschweiler buildings, the battle lines were pretty clearly marked.
WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz looks at the decidedly teetery balance between development and environment.
Barb Agnew has been watching over the monarch butterflies since she first discovered that their migration path dropped them onto the county grounds on their way to Mexico each year. That was 1998.
The trail starts here at the kiosk, but the actual certified survey map conservancy starts just beyond the kiosk.
We round our way to a giant sycamore.
That is the sycamore tree stand, one of the first places that we noticed monarchs roosting in the late 90s.
How was the migration this year?
Not great, but they still are utilizing the site. We counted about between 800 and 900 coming through during the month of September.
Agnew says she's watched a 90% drop in their numbers over the years. Back when she started monitoring, the only structures on the grounds was a county parks office building and the Eschweilers. Just west of Agnew's sycamore, the buildings are partially encircled by 6 new apartment buildings built by Milwaukee's Mandel Group. An 11-acre conservancy borders the Mandel parcel along its east, north, and western edges.
It does a horseshoe around, right, okay. And UWM is restoring this portion of it as prairie. It's been slow, but we're hopeful.
Agnew says before Milwaukee County sold off the original 88 acres to UWM, she was among a group that drafted a habitat restoration plan. The county board approved it in 2009.
There are guidelines, recommendations, and criteria for not only the 11-acre habitat, but for the parkland and for the DOT land and for the development zone. There are landscape recommendations for them to use native landscaping. The stormwater management system is another example of where there are guidelines to put all of these pieces together in order to restore the monarch migration here.
The magnificent monarchs are important attention grabbers, but Agnew says the big picture is to rebuild biodiversity. That's difficult in an increasingly developed zone. She points to the road that bisects the grounds. Teams constructed bioswales to slow down and filter stormwater along its path.
They have been planted with native plants, and there were specific seed mixes used on both the basin part and then on the side slopes, but they've determined that much of that has failed.
Agnew says compacted ground and invasive plants are partially to blame.
So they're going to try again. I'm hoping that there is just a renewed interest and commitment by the city of Wauwatosa and Milwaukee County in making sure that all of these components get restored.
Agnew was among the people banking on an early plan. The Eschweilers would be restored and repurposed to apartments. When that fell through, there was talk of converting them to house a charter school. She believes had either of those scenarios come to life, surrounding habitat would not have been so heavily impacted. Yet Agnew remains positive.
You've got highway, you've got buildings, you've got everything else, but in between, there is this little tiny miracle that really, it's still here. We just need to get it to work.
So that one is the dormitory building.
I met Phil Aiello on the Eschweiler job site. We stand inside the complex's former administration building, the only structure that will for sure remain to be utilized for offices and amenities for the apartment dwellers. Aiello is senior development manager with Mandel Group. Any day now, the dormitory and the adjacent dairy building will be cut down to create walled gardens.
You see the limestone belt that's just below the second set of windows? We'll take down the walls to that limestone belt, and then we'll also keep the entry arches and keep that dairy sign as part of the entryway. Some of it for structural support, some of it for aesthetic.
What kind of shape were those buildings in compared to this one?
Those buildings, I'm speculating a bit here, but I think those buildings are in slightly better shape than this building, than the administration building, because the administration building was one of the first to be shut down. I believe the last use in the administration building was sometime in the 1950s. So it had the most time to incur water damage and whatnot because it was just unoccupied.
So why not save those if they're in better shape?
Well, they're still expensive to redo. And the issue that we were running into is that the cost is very high to rehab them. And the amount of actual economically useful space that you get out of them is small because they really were designed for a school. A lot of circulation space, wide corridors, and you know, you just don't get much useful space out of them. And so the economics on them are upside down.
Wasn't there a discussion at a certain point there might have been historic building funding available of some kind?
Yes, and there was. These are on the Federal Historic Register. If we were going to pursue historic tax credits, we would have had to do a certified rehab per the National Park Service guidelines for your development. However, the level of rehab that you have to do is more costly than the credits are. In this particular case, that's not the case always, but in this particular case, we felt that the credits didn't offset the incremental cost. It's tough. It's just we would love to preserve them. We would love to preserve all four of them.
To compensate for the loss, Aiello says Mandel has bent over backwards to preserve green space, including the quadrangle that stood as the original centerpiece. Native plants have been incorporated into the master landscape plan, and that's not all. Another species in decline is chimney swifts. During the birds' migration to the upper Amazon basin, they forage nearby and have funneled in and out of Eschweiler chimneys, where they roost. Aiello hasn't seen the swift spectacle himself, but hopes to maintain facilities for them.
My understanding is that it's kind of a natural phenomenon where these chimney swifts will swirl around and dive down into the chimneys, and it's a pretty fantastic visual experience. We hope to preserve that. There are some structural challenges to us preserving the chimneys within those walled gardens because the chimneys, as you can picture, are tall, narrow objects that if there's no structural support, how do you support them structurally so they don't just topple over? We're investigating that right now. We're going to go back to the Wauwatosa Historic Preservation Commission and let them know what we discovered. We may or may not be able to preserve them, but we're going to do everything we can to try to preserve it. It's not this building. And as a matter of fact, I think it's primarily just the dormitory building.
Not everyone is assuaged by the developers' efforts. Cheryl Nunn with Milwaukee Riverkeeper says her organization came to life 20 years ago around efforts to stop Milwaukee County grounds from being parceled off and sold.
One of the real impetuses to start the organization was to save the county grounds, which at that time they were talking about selling the entire 235 acres. And this was under the county executive Ament. Sierra Club and a bunch of groups got together and said, no, you know, this is a very special area. It's where two rivers come together, the Menominee River and Underwood Creek. It was a very important habitat area for birds in particular. We had well over a couple hundred birds there at one point that were using it for, you know, migration or nesting. And it was a very special property, and people wanted it protected.
Nunn considers the combined impacts of all the structures popping up across the landscape environmentally unsustainable.
They're well over the development footprint that we thought was sustainable. A lot of the important key drainage areas and stormwater management features that we wanted to protect on the site have been destroyed. There were additional stormwater management measures put in along the new road there, along the Innovation Parkway. However, there was a lot of natural features that were very interesting in the site, ravines, you know, lower-lying wetland areas that essentially have been completely degraded. Many of those areas were being used also by monarchs and other critters.
People said, well, this is a natural habitat. Well, when they started digging for the campus.
Dennis McBride serves as Wauwatosa City Council President and serves on the city's Historic Preservation Commission.
They found old steam tunnels and old foundations and foundry sand that had been dumped there, et cetera, et cetera. And it had been an agricultural school. This was hardly pristine land.
Still, McBride admits the decision to zone unique public space to commercial use can be excruciating.
It is a strikingly beautiful piece of land, and if you look to the east, you see downtown, and you look to the north, you see Mount Mary's Tower, and you see nothing but hills, beautiful hills with trees and everything. So it's a beautiful sight. We're trying to balance everything we've got. We're very cognizant of our beautiful historic neighborhoods in Wauwatosa, but also of the power of our economy, and we're trying to balance beauty and good family supporting jobs and everything else that we have out there, but it's been a very difficult thing, charged with emotion, and I've had a lot of sleepless nights over this too.
For Like Effect, I'm Susan Benz.
The 188 luxury apartments Mandel Group is constructing on the county grounds is nearing completion. There's more information available at wuwm.com.